Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, that you seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look for the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, on this, my last Sunday with you as your rector, I'm full of nostalgia. During the week, I packed up my office and packed all the books up. I'm not crying, I have allergies.
Sure.
Packed all my books up, and as I went through things in the office, different things would remind me of different people and different parishes I've served, etc. Some of you have asked, will I come back and do a funeral or a wedding or whatever? And the answer is no, because you will have a new rector or a new priest in charge, and you don't need the old guy muddying the waters, okay? But I've got to tell you, in the midst of the packing up this week, I remembered an old story. It might be apocryphal, I don't know. But it supposedly happened downtown at St. Paul's Church many, many years ago when we still had trolleys running up and down the streets. And the rector had offended one of his parishioners during the service. I don't know how, but it happens, you know. And after church, this one lady came out with her friend and stood on the steps of the church and just complained and complained and complained about the rector. And finally her friend patted her on the shoulder and said, "Don't worry, honey. Rectors are like trolleys. There'll be another one along before long." Part of my nostalgia as I was packing up reminded me of the fact that when I was ordained priest 46 years ago, the bishop sent me to be vicar of a little congregation in West Tennessee. And at the first annual meeting of that tiny congregation of some 25 or 30 souls, the warden stood up and gave her report, which consisted of this. "This year, we will do the same thing as we did last year, whatever that was." True story, really happened. Will Rogers, that humorist of another era, believe it or not, before I was born, was once asked if he was member of an organized political party, to which he replied, "No, I'm a Democrat." Sometimes I think that's the way I'd respond to the question, "Are you a member of an organized religion?" "No, I'm an Episcopalian." St. Paul, writing to the church in Rome in this morning's epistle, said of the church, "For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another." We are members one of another. In my time as priest of the church, I've witnessed and experienced many, many changes. And so have you, if you've been a longtime member of the church. Just think of what has happened in the Episcopal Church since 1971, when I was ordained a priest. a new prayer book. Some of us still call it that, even though it was 1979 when it appeared in the pews. A new prayer book. But what a change from the Elizabethan English of the 28 prayer book. And some people left the Episcopal Church because of it. And then a truly revolutionary event. Women were ordained priests. Now, when I got out of seminary, there were rumors about it, but the priesthood was pretty much a fraternity. What turmoil we experienced. When I was rector of St. Stephen's in Oak Ridge, I called a woman as my assistant, and people refused to take communion from her. And a lot of people left the church. And then we dared to ordain an openly gay bishop. And more people left the church. And then we dared say that same-sex unions could be blessed. And more folks, including some from St. Thaddeus, left our communion. So, suffice it to say that it's been an interesting time to be an Episcopal priest at this juncture of history. But make no mistake about it, it has been a wonderful time, when it has been clear that the Holy Spirit was at work in this staid old church called Episcopal. Because the Lord is constantly calling us to new understandings of His will for us. New opportunities to serve. Stretching us to see all people, as His own beloved children. God is at work in us right here this morning. And we, as Paul says, we are members one of another. I was ordained under the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. And there is an exhortation at the ordination which read, "Have always printed in your remembrance how great a treasure is committed to your charge. For they are the sheep of Christ, which he bought with his death, and for whom he shed his blood." You, the people of St. Thaddeus, have indeed been a great treasure that has been committed to my charge these past 5.5 years. A priest is privileged, perhaps more than you know, to share in the lives of his people. And it has been a privilege to be permitted to be among you, to know and to know intimately the joys and the sorrows, the happiness and the heartaches, and together to celebrate life and to offer it up to the Lord. Kay and I have been blessed by being with you. We have discovered in the midst of living together in this community of faith, the goodness and loving faithfulness of you who call St. Thaddeus home. Faith feeds faith, and your faith has fed mine. I have been nourished by Christ through you. I pray that you have been nourished by Christ through me. And we have discovered over and over again the truth that St. Paul declared, we are members one of another. As I grow older, I more and more see my life in the image of a woven tapestry. Different people and events have been woven together by the weaver of life, the Creator, to make a wonderful multicolored tapestry. Every person, every experience are woven together to create the fabric of my life. And let me assure you that my time among you will be a bright and shining thread in that tapestry. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "What matters in the church is not religion, but the form of Christ and its taking form amidst a band of men and women." Here at St. Thaddeus, we have been blessed with a vision of Christ taking form in one another, in the men and women of this community of faith. And for that vision of Christ, we give praise and glory to God. Amen.
Will you please stand with me and profess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 11 in your bulletin? Wait a minute. I'm sorry, it's on page 9. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified in Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge living and dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of the word of sacrifice.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
That they may be delivered. Give to the departed eternal rest.
That light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come and share.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. We pray for Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy,
Martha, Renee, Jaden, Ryan, Katie, Richard, Karen, Gina, Irene, Larry and Sally, June, Michael, Joe, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Angela, Tony, Jane, Charles, Tony, Zach, Cliff, Betsy, Pat, Jim, Michael, Clara, Gary, Georgina, Nancy, Julie, Joyce, Bernard, Russ, Ray, Wayne.
We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Laura Greenwell, Russ Nimick, and Kristen Simon Hickman. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Hilda and Mike Baer. Are there any other concerns or petitions? Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please be seated. Where's Kay? She has reluctantly agreed to come stand with me, but she has been the minister to this minister, and we share our life together with great joy. The ending of a pastoral relationship is found on page 12 of the bulletin. On the first day of January 2012, I became rector of St. Thaddeus Church. I have, with God's help and to the best of my abilities, exercised this trust, accepting its privileges and responsibilities. After prayer and careful consideration, it now seems to me that I should leave this charge, and I publicly state that my tenure as rector of this parish ends this day. I'd ask you to stand and pray with us the prayers found on the next section together. O God, you have bound us together for a time as priests and people to work for the advancement of your kingdom in this place. We give you humble and hearty thanks for the ministry which we have shared in these years now past. We thank you for your patience with us, despite our blindness and slowness of heart. We thank you for your forgiveness and mercy in the face of our many failures. Especially, we thank you for your never-failing presence with us through these years and for the deeper knowledge of you and of each other which we have attained. We thank you for opening our hearts and minds again and again to your word and for feeding us abundantly with the sacrament of the body and blood of your Son. Now we pray, be with those who leave and with us who stay, and grant that all of us, by drawing ever nearer to you, may always be close to each other in the communion of your saints. All this we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
We are blessed here with a number of ministers. The majority, of course, are you in the lay ministry. And we've had a good example of that in terms of our musicians this morning, our handbell choir, and we're always conscious of the gifts that God has given us through you. I realized this week that in the 5.5 years I've been here, I haven't properly acknowledged our paid staff who are here and do marvelous works, and we don't usually say thank you. So I get a chance on my last Sunday to do so. And I'm going to ask you to come up as I call your name. First of all, our sexton, Deb Bryant. Hold your applause. Our administrative assistant, Martha Cartwright. Martha normally sings in the choir at the Presbyterian Church, but she took leave of absence to be here today. So Martha, our organist, Andy Gruen. And our choir master, Linda Pennybaker. These are your paid staff that do such a marvelous work for us. Thank you. Thank you. And I'd be remiss, but I will not ask them to stand, if I didn't acknowledge the fact that I have a great number of family with us today, but they would shoot me if I asked them to stand. So we're just delighted that you're here. Are there any other announcements to be made? Yes. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Lord, and be not all.
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.